is the project which is looking at what to do with awaiting trial offenders. Implementation of the 7-day establishment, HR strategy and HR development, then the new generation centres, and interestingly enough, in the presentation to the joint budget committee, which was at the end of last year, they only spoke about the Kimberley Centre. So I think there's, it's something that, a trend that we'll see throughout the budget even. And then they say the spending priorities are development and care. I'm not so sure about it if you look at the allocations, particularly for development. Okay, if you look, point five, analysis of the budget. First, look at broad expenditure trends. The budget for 2007-08 will increase by about 9% in nominal terms if we compare it with the adjusted appropriation of the previous year. Now, just very briefly what that means. If you compare this year's allocation, not with last year's allocation, the voted amount, but the amount that they actually spent and after adjustments were made in terms of that whole procedure, it increased by 9%. If you look at a comparison of the votes to voted amounts, how much was voted last year and how much was voted this year, the increase is only 1%, which is actually very small. The reason for this discrepancy is basically, and as I'll explain a bit later, because the department didn't spend so much of its money. So, another, I think, very important point that we need to interrogate as a committee, a total of 6.2 billion rand, which is a lot of money, has been taken away by National Treasury from the baseline of DCS. This is money that had been given to DCS over the last 3 years or so, which has now Treasury has made a decision to take away because it's been unspent. Largely, the money has been unspent, as we all know, because of the problems with the new president. Again, very interesting, only 2.8 billion of the 6.2 billion has been rescheduled into the department's baseline for other spending priorities. And the rest of that money has actually been reallocated already to other departments within the cluster, and according to the E&E, even to other departments outside of the cluster. So it's about 4 billion rand that is actually is no longer available for DCS to use. There is still an amount of that 6.2 billion rand that could be given back to them, and has been given back for other priorities, but about 4 billion rand actually being taken away. I think it will be important to speak to National Treasury and to the department and interrogate what that means in more detail. The main additional allocations for the MTF are for implementation of the Master Information Systems Plan, for the procurement of X-ray scanners and access control systems, and to improve the remuneration of health professionals. Just briefly, in terms of infrastructure, they're getting 673 million. This is a reduction from 1 billion which they got last year. And training has slightly, the allocation for training has slightly increased. If we look at the table on page 4, the most interesting thing I think is the look at the administration program increases by about 7.5%. The security program just under 6%, but corrections program increases by a huge 61%. Care also is the second largest increase. That's your health staff that increases by 13%, and others. Development and social reintegration are quite minimal. And then you'll see the only program which gets a decreased allocation in 2007-08 is the facilities program. Just if you turn to page 5, the third paragraph, just to look, and this is coming out from the meeting we had with the Acting Commissioner on Tuesday, just to look at briefly at the expenditure stuff that you were talking about for last year. Expenditure by the 31st of January 2007 was 73% against an ideal 83%. So the department is, and Treasury told us this last year also, is continuously underspending on its budget. The department in that note that the Acting Commissioner didn't go through but that we had, explained that this underspending was largely due to problems with the Department of Public Works, who are not sending their billing invoices of time that people repair. So they're actually pushing the blame there. I spoke to National Treasury and they said that it's true and that there is a problem across departments. You know, with a thing that happened, I think, last year where they moved the allocation for property management to the departments, but not the responsibility for it, for carrying out those functions. So Public Works still carries out the functions. So there's clearly a problem with the billing stuff coming from Public Works. And Treasury has said that they are taking some steps to address that across departments, but it's something to interrogate with the department as well. I don't think I'm going to go through the question, but just to highlight mainly the issue of the strategic plan and the shifting targets is really, I think, something we need to address within the game. We have addressed it with the department before, but I think it's really, it's impossible to do any kind of monitoring of the work of the department when their targets change all the time, because all they then say to us is, oh, we changed the target. So yeah, we didn't meet it, but we changed it, and it's impossible to do any monitoring, which is part of what our function should be. Okay, and just to go by program, administration program one, as I said, it increases by 7.7%, and that the main increase is for the implementation of the Master Information Systems Plan. Just to highlight on page 6, the first bullet point, there was also we need to interrogate something that was highlighted in the ENE was the issue of the outsourcing of provision of meals at selected facilities. It's something that the department, that the committees had an issue with for a number of years. We need to just find out, apparently this outsourcing is now going to be standard. We need to find out more details in terms of what that means, what the financial implications are, where it's going to be happening. Key aspects under this program, the 2007-08 financial year will be the last, this is the last year where we're going to get growing the new recruits to implement the 7-day four-shift establishment. So that's something that we need to be tracking. And then to see at the end of this year where the, in fact, in terms of capacity, the number of recruits that they recruited over the three-year period is actually enough to fulfill the function. Very briefly, the Master Information Systems Plan, I think it's very important in terms of the State of the Nation address, because one thing that the President spoke about is that the issue is not so much a problem with policies, but in terms of implementation of policies. And this systems plan, and then also in terms of the AG problems that the department is facing with the AG report. So I think that this plan, which aims to improve planning, monitoring, evaluating, reporting, information-driven decision-making, coordination with the Integrated Justice System Department, monitoring, etc., will probably play a very important part in just in terms of monitoring and controlling actions on ground level within the centres and nationally within DCS. So I think, it's something that we should maybe ask a little bit more information about how it will affect the functioning of the DCS and improve the functioning of the DCS. I'm not going to go through the other points, except maybe on page 7. The HR, I think the one thing that's interesting, unless this target has changed again, but I think the ENE also speaks about this target, is that management, they want to ensure that the department does not exceed a 3% vacancy rate by 2009 and 10. And I think, in the light of an increasing vacancy rate and not a reduction in the vacancy rate, it's something that we need to find out exactly how they're going to achieve that objective. Just in terms of the comments and questions, I just want to highlight a couple. The third bullet point, What are the budgetary implications for implementation of the recommendations of the Jolly Commission report? I think we can ask them something about that. I mentioned the vacancy rate already. In 2005, I was looking at some of our old reports. We were told by the department that they were in talks with Treasury with regard to motivating an increase in basic salary for correctional officials, which is something that we, as a portfolio committee, we've been continuously talking about improving correctional services and salaries. We've never heard anything about that, and maybe just to get a report back at this budget thing about that. Then I think the management of the remand detention project is vital, that the committee gets more information on that project and a proper briefing on it. But maybe in terms of this exercise, just to find out how far they are in the process, it seems clear to me, even though that we haven't had a briefing, that DCF will remain responsible for outrageous trial offenders, but that would be a totally separate institutional structure set up to do that. Has a costing exercise been done? Does the cost still remain with the DCF? Will we just get an increase in budget to fulfill that obligation? Maybe to ask some of those preliminary budgeting questions around that project. Okay, if we look at program 2, security, it increases by just under 6%. The main reason for the increase is because of extra 100 million rand over the next 3 years to improve security in centres, including biometric access control equipment and X-ray scanners. In terms of questions, I just thought technology in centres, we were told, and we have been briefed over the last couple of years, that it will be implemented in the 66 centres. These increases in security equipment, will it just be for those 66 centres, or is it going to be expanded to other centres? We can maybe ask some questions about that. Then I think there's still a problem with the vetting thing, that the Acting Commissioner also spoke to us a bit about on Tuesday. The problems with vetting of officials, which I think is vital, in the light of the CMAX escape and stuff. We were told at least 2 years ago, I think, that Gauteng was going to be prioritised for vetting in terms of correctional officials, and that maximum security centres would be prioritised for vetting. Yet, clearly in a situation where there was some kind of collusion with officials, were those officials actually vetted? What are the problems, and why are they not prioritising those institutions in terms of vetting? Okay, program 3, corrections. This is the program that received the huge increase of 61%. And it's mainly the program that's responsible for implementing the risk assessment and profiling of offenders, which is very important in terms of the development of individual sentence plans for those offenders, which will play a big role in terms of rehabilitation and things like that. So I think this this increase is long overdue, and I'm hoping that the increase is actually reflecting a focus now on implementation. In terms of the fourth program, an increased care program, is just, I think, the second largest increase. It deals mainly with the healthcare professionals and services for inmates. Increases by 13.4%. One of the key points is that apparently an amount of 83 million has been allocated over the NPF to attract and retain nurses, doctors and pharmacists. So I think we need to interrogate how exactly this money will be used to attract these professionals. Is it going to be in terms of increases in their salaries or allowances, or how would it work, and what other measures are they taking to ensure that these scarce skills are attracted and retained in the department. And then just to pick up on page 10, the prevalence survey has apparently been, we were reported to on Tuesday, but that has been, the HIV and AIDS prevalence survey was completed in December last year. and a preliminary report is apparently out. It's meant to be completed in February 2007. So I think we need to maybe just find some of the basic, what are the basic outcomes of it, which I think have big implications for the department in terms of HIV and AIDS prevalence amongst offenders, particularly. The first program is development. The increase for this program, considering it was told to the Joint Budget Committee that it is one of the priorities for spending, is very small, 2.4%. And also considering, if you look at last year's annual report that was 2005 or 2006, that it was such a problem that they weren't offering proper education was down, skills, training and stuff was down and stuff. So the allocation was very small. And I think we need to interrogate how they actually going to make improvements in that area considering the small increase. The sixth program is social reintegration, which increases by 3.8%, which is also relatively little. And again, I think this program is actually a vital program, again, in terms of the President's State of the Nation address, mainly in terms of its ideal of fostering integration back into communities and families and stuff like that. And if we really want to ensure that offenders don't re-offend, it's part of a very large part of the process. So I think we maybe need to find out about the implementation in this area. We know that apparently they have developed their pre-release programs and stuff, but how are they being implemented? What percentage of offenders are actually going through these programs and things like that? Okay, the last program is facilities. And like I said, this is the only program that receives a decrease, and in this case a decrease of 7.8%, almost 8%. Now the main reason for the decrease is clearly around the construction of new prisons. Basically what Treasury has decided to do, and I spoke to a person from Treasury, it wasn't the normal person we speak to, it was someone who worked with him yesterday, and I just wanted to actually tell the committee that he told me that the decision that was made around this actually came from the recommendation of the Portfolio Committee, which I think is quite impressive that National Treasury is actually listening to what the Portfolio Committee is saying. They have decided to take the money for the new prisons away from the budget of the DCS until the results, the feasibility studies are completed and the results of those feasibilities are available and discussed. After that point, they don't have a problem in terms of giving the money to the department, but they are not prepared for the money to be sitting in the budget of the department and not doing anything. So that's basically the reason for the decrease. It's not only apparently in terms of the new prisons that they've done this, but also in terms of the construction of the new head office. A feasibility study has also been in the process, I think, in terms of that head office, and they've also taken that money now. So you won't see reflected in the budget any allocation for the four or so new prisons in which feasibility studies have been done. Nor will you see, however, an allocation for the Kimberley prison, which I thought was quite interesting. But they've said that, and I think we need to interrogate with National Treasury and the department more exactly how this works. We have to worry about that. Is money for the Kimberley prison? I think it's going to be a rollover from last year that Treasury has already agreed can be used for the spending on that prison in 2008. Not last year, this year, that will be used for 2007 or 2008. So that's mainly the reason for the reduction in that. I think that's it, Mr. Boom. Those are the key issues that I could identify from this budget.
Nadia, let me thank you on behalf of the committee for preparing this document. We really appreciate your hard work in doing this. It's not an easy job to prepare such a document. I'm going to open the floor for questions, for clarification, but let me start with this one of the prisons. You know, I want to know, you are saying that the Treasury is saying that they don't have a problem to give them the money back. What is the implications. You see, the president put it again in the State of the Nation address that we are going to continue building, that is what the president has said, continue building the prisons. Now, if the prisons are not going to be built, it is stopped now. It is suspended. It's only the Kimberley one. Now, what is the implications of that? You see, I'm raising this because it's a very serious concern and contradiction. Maybe if you can respond. But members, the floor is open. The floor is open. Mr. Self, Mr. Mawate, Nkosi Tolo.
Thank you very much indeed, Chair. And I think this is a very excellent summary of the sort of issues that we need to highlight, including the issues about which the budget is particularly silent. I think, in particular, I support Nadia's emphasis on interrogating the implementation, because it goes hand in hand with the ever-shifting goals of the strategic plan. And I've mentioned this last year, that in fact, over the last 3 years, the strategic objectives of the department have shifted very dramatically. And what that says to me, or what might be the explanation of it, is that what you're finding is that as the department either implements or fails to implement what it said it was going to do, it simply shifts the target accordingly. And if you look at the key service delivery objectives and indicators that are contained in the budget, that seems to be precisely what they do. They say, well, this is what we achieved last year, so that's what's going to be our target for next year. So I do think that that's a very, very problematic thing, that I think we need to get hold of that strategic plan for this year. We need to compare it over the last 3 years and interrogate why it is that those indicators have changed over time. There might be valid reasons for them, but I suspect that one of the reasons for them is simply that the department has failed to implement what it said it was going to implement. I think that goes hand in hand with the other point which is highlighted in the document correctly, and that is the underspend. And I think obviously some of the underspend can be attributed to the fact that the prisons haven't been built, and that is a separate area of major concern. But there are also a number of other areas which the department has simply not been able to spend. Then I think there's one point that isn't contained in this document, and that is that we had a rollout of centres of excellence, and there are now a number of them established, and the idea, as I understood it, was that when that first initial lot of centres of excellence had been rolled out, the process would then go into a phase two. But the budget is completely silent about that rollout, and I just wondered whether the department has changed its mind about the centres of excellence, and is now, instead of doing that, seeking to institute offender rehabilitation plans or PARs in all correctional centres, as opposed to concentrating on a few of them. Then finally, Chair, I think the document very correctly highlights the issue of medical professionals. And if you look at what the department has actually delivered in social and psychological sessions, and in terms of what its targets is set for itself, you know, for example, in social work sessions, the target that is set is 96,660 sessions for the year. Now, if you look at the number of inmates, that is less than one social work session per inmate per year. Now, admittedly, some of them will be in group sessions, so, you know, you are going to reach more people than that. But given the emphasis that the department has on, and correctly, on an offender rehabilitation path, I would agree with Nadia that it doesn't seem to me, at this stage anyway, that the budget is aligned in terms of the emphasis with implementing an offender rehabilitation path. And I think the department needs to perhaps explain how it seeks to achieve an offender rehabilitation path plan rollout when the budget doesn't seem to be aligned. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Self. Mr. Mawade?
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I'm not sure. I've just highlighted some issues, but I'm not sure whether the answers lie in this meeting. The first one is about this PPP. What period is left now? I'm worried about this because of this yearly increase. For me, that money could have been spent somewhere within the Department of Correctional Services profitably. The other issue is about the shifting of targets. That also worries me. And about the outsourcing, as I said, I don't know whether it lies within this meeting. The outsourcing, for me, the department had a full complement. Now, if you outsource a certain department, what do you do with the people that were there? Do they go with the outsourcing? If they remain with the department, does the department pay them and pay the company that it has outsourced the department to? Lastly is about what we always get, the cry that we always get when we visit prisons about the vacancy rate that cause people to exit. Yeah, those are the things that I highlighted.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mawade. Maybe Nadia, do you want to address, because you see some of the issues that Mr. Mawade, for instance, have raised. Very critical question.
I think what we can do here is we can note these questions also and maybe me and Emmett, and then we can hand on the list of stuff just so we don't forget. So Tuesday meeting. So then members can raise that at this point, because it's not really for the third sessions to the department of answer. So I think I wanted to just maybe ignore issue about the relationship between the president's
state
of the nation address and the budget. Like I say, from my discussion with the secretary, it's not as if these prisons will not be built or that they will not give the money for the prisons. I think it's a good thing, because what they're basically doing is saying, we will give you the money, but put in place the processes and the things that you are meant to do first, and then you will get it. So it's in way, if you didn't do it before, then they could maybe say, oh, we just didn't see that finish in the feasibility study, so we'll go ahead now and whatever. Now I'm actually saying, you know what? Build it, but build it properly, and go through the proper processes that you need to go through. So I don't think, and like I said, from my discussion with Matthew yesterday, there's no one saying, oh, we're not going to build a process. So it's taking 9% of the nation address. Prisons will probably be built if the results of the feasibility study is completed and the results of that feasibility study say how it should be built or whatever's going to come out of that feasibility study. So I
don't think that there's a question. No, I hear what you are saying. It's coming in an hour and then in I hear what you are saying.
Okay.
I'm saying that specifically, you see, if we, the prisons will be built. Can be next year and so on and so on. You see, what the President has said in the State of the Nation address, that we will continue this year building the prisons. You have the State of the Nation address here?
No.
That is. Now, you see, it's specific. It is not an... I fully agree and understand what Treasury is saying. And it's from our committee. But you see the clash between words here.
Well, if the feasibility study is, I'm not sure if you've asked that, what's the date? So I think it's in my state of the nation paper that members have actually got. The
Mr. Chairperson, thank you very much. I'm worried about the security issue on page 2 that the department is talking about. Security to proceed with the existing initiatives aimed to improve security in prisons. What does this mean, Mr. Chairperson? To improve the security in prison. Does it mean that the officials are going to be trained further so that the massacre does not ever happen again? Or what does it mean? Well, what is the department talking about? Because you know the issue that we are being criticized as this portfolio committee, and now they are talking about the improvement of security in our prisons. What does it really mean? What does the department expect us to say? Because each time we air our own opinions, we are being sliced left, right, and center. What does it mean? That's one, Mr. Chairperson. And the second one, there is that amount of money that is not going to be spent because of new prisons that have not been built. We are not practically responsible for the department. We are here to pass the laws and to say so much should be used for this and that and that and that. And it's for the department to see to it that our wishes are being put into practice. Now, there are prisons that are not going to be built. I am very bitter about this because, Chairperson, even in my own district in Port Jefferson, there is a prison that needs to be built. And there is that Lukop prison. The ground has been leveled now because of frogs here and there. Now the prison is not going to be built. Whose fault is it, Mr. Chairperson? Thank you.
Chairperson, I think we started here in Parliament in 2004. That is where our term started. And therefore we are mid-term. I think it is important that as we look into this year's budget, we also look into what has happened starting from 2004 to date. I think it is important that we look into those ENEs, annual reports, strategic planning, plans, auditor general reports, government priorities, so on and so forth, and see if we have indeed managed to achieve something out of the budget, the three budgets, I think this will be the third budget, that we have approved as this parliament, particularly this committee. I should think so, so that we can therefore be in a position to say, on the basis of 1, 2, 3, these are the outcomes. Because some of these things are said, but if you go down to the clinical area or the areas down there, you don't get a feel that something is happening. Training of managers, for instance. There's budget for that, it's taking place. But even today, we still have a problem of managers who cannot manage. For one, I've had, ever since I started in 2004, we've been talking about the prevalence of HIV/AIDS survey, 2004. We're talking about it even today. Some of these things, I think there is a need for probably us, I don't know, or even the researchers to trace some of these things from where we started to date, that we're able to say indeed we are doing some impact or there is something that is happening and our criticism is properly placed where we're supposed to thank the department for the work well done, we are able to do so, but where we think nothing is happening. The issue of prisons, Chairperson, for me, it's lack of planning. Because we're talking about feasibility study today. Yesterday, the department was talking about the building, that not us, the department itself, the building of prisons, not the feasibility study. Then they have to go back and then talk about the feasibility study. Some of these things. And I should think, Chairperson, on that one, even with the Kimberley prison, we have to ask for a detailed plan from the department with time frames and allocations, if possible, expenditure as to how much are they going to pay for this within what time frame, so that we're able to monitor that. Because if we just say the prison will be built, building may mean anything, and we probably will be satisfied with anything. But I think we need to know exactly as to what exactly do they mean when they think they're going to build that prison and it will be done by such and such a period. What exactly will be done within 3 months, next month, and so on and so forth. That we're able to trace that as this portfolio committee, and we're able to tell the department if there's no progress. But on many other things, and we've been talking about nurses, that the department is employing professional nurses and not staff nurses and not enrolled nurses. For whatever reason, never known to anybody. Because I'm telling you, if you go to this tertiary hospital here in Cape Town, what is it? This academic hospital here. There are enrolled nurses, there are nursing auxiliaries in ICU, in theater. But you don't get a nursing assistant in correctional services where they're supposed to provide primary health care, where nurses at that level can actually do an important job. You ask the reason, they will be telling you about the strike. I should think we need to ask these questions, because ultimately that is why you will go to those hospitals and find a medicine trolley standing right inside the ward without any nurse inside. And it tells you that patients are actually giving medicine to themselves. So it's this thing that we need to find out about. And why? For God's sake, why? You don't get the reason the nursing council here is not about to shut down the training of auxiliary nurses and nursing assistants. We're going to have that category in South Africa for many years to come. Why the Department of Correctional Services not employing them, for God's sake, I don't know. Thank you, Chairman.
No, thank you very much. I'll give members chance. Let me follow up what Cindy said. And members, that is exactly our task, as Cindy has raised. You see, it's no use for us every year to pass a budget, but we don't go back and ask the department. We gave you 10 billion rand last year. What happened to the 10 billion rand? Can you please tell us? What? Because we are all, every year we are going to pass budgets. And as Cindy said, where the department have done well, we must also praise them and say good job. But where they have done nothing at all, we must point it out, because you see we are going to go in a circle, and not and you know, to add what Cindy is saying, you know, it's midterm now. Men now, people will ask you outside there, but you are sitting here now for 3 years. But you are always talking, because you see these things are going out to the public. You are always talking about building of prisons, but we don't see any movement. You are talking about a shortage of nurses, but we don't see movement. And it's for us, members, that we must delve into these things. Ntate Mahote is always talking about, let us review our things, outstanding things that is there. Because, you see, we are moving forward, but leaving a lot of things behind. That is what Mawata is always saying. And we must do this if we really want to be effective as a portfolio committee. We must do what Mr. Mawata and Cindy is saying. Bishop Tolo?
Yeah, thanks very much, Chairperson. On page one, you know, I like when the President in his State of the Nation Affairs outlines government priority for 2007, the President outlined the following specific focus areas. 2007 in the area of correctional services and to implement the decision to build a new prison. You know, Chairperson, I like the point you raised about to pass the budget, and we must also know about that budget, the department, how they were using that budget. You know, my worry in my mind, Chairperson, and this information service research, I don't see the money where the minister was talking about in the department in the V227 about 1.2 billion rand. They would say the money is there because we were talking about to build a new prison. And they will say the 1.2 billion is there. You know, I remember the chairperson who I say, well, when you're talking about, because you didn't understand, but when you say the money is there, 1.2 billion, now we will accept. But now on this the information, I don't see that money. Maybe if the researcher also can clarify us about that one, because it was not a secret, it was on the portfolio committee meeting. Thanks very much. I just want to compliment you to know that money, for what they were using that money. Because they say it's there. You see, now I just wonder, but on this information, it's not there. Maybe, yeah, thanks very much.
Yeah. If you have a comment to this, because it's also raised some stuff in the short term. If you have comments on not answer, because members must also know that we are going to ask this critical question on Tuesday to the department.
Okay.
Yes, they are coming on Tuesday. So this critical question, we must ask this question. What okay. Bishop Tolo and Nkosi Tolo, Mr. Mawate, Mr. Self, and all of you, gentlemen, now. We must, but we are discussing it here, and you can help her.
Just before she answers, Chairperson, what worries me most at this point in time? What's the point of discussing these issues with the department when they seem to agree with us when we're seated around the table? And behind our backs, they issue statements criticizing whatever was discussed at the meeting. What is the point? What are we going to benefit out of the whole exercise?
Yeah. Let me respond to that, Nkosi.
Nkosi, I think that we are very much effective as a portfolio committee. Let me give examples of the building of prisons. For an example, we have put foot down last year on the building of prisons. We have said that we are going to hold back the money, if you can recall, Nkosi Tolo, because it was part and parcel of our decision. I think I'm having, do we have that that report, our resolution to say that it was here. To say that if these people are not going to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, then we are recommending to Parliament that before they are doing that, funds must not be released
And that's exactly what the what Treasury is doing now. So I'm saying, Nkosi Tolo, it looks as if they are not listening. But in fact, we are very much effective. We are raising the things. We are pointing the things out. And it is happening. You must not stop pointing these things out in Nkosi Tolo. It's our duty. The people of Port Shepstone sent you here to point these things to the department, to say, I am not happy with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we as a committee want you to do 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It looks as if they are not listening. But in fact, it goes down into their minds. I can assure you that, Nkosi Tolo. Don't stop. Put the things in front of them. Right, Nadia?
Well, I think the biggest question about the ones that people don't need to be raised in the department, in terms of my understanding, it seems that if that money was still there, I don't think it's any longer there, because that would have been part of the money that would have been now taken, the $6.2 billion. Taken out of the baseline, I would imagine. But it's a question to ask the market. I can say, I mean, I think it's because of myself noted down all the questions that came up in the book also, and it can relay it to you.
Yeah. A suggestion, because I think that the point that Cindy made is very well made. Would it be possible, I mean, has Nadia got the capacity to even in a sort of column form to say this is what, you know, the budget provided in 2004-5, 2005-6, 2006-7, this is what the E&E provided, this is what the strategic goals provided, so that one can almost in tabular form put to the department, you know, this is what you said was going to happen, this is what you've achieved, have, you know, either well done or, you know, why hasn't it happened?
Yeah.
Because otherwise, I mean, that would be the ideal form to have before Tuesday.
Yeah. No, it will help if you are having the capacity, Nadia. But Nadia, I can also request to the research unit to put one or two people with you to help you in that if you are having difficulties.
Yeah, I think it needs to be done properly, and it's quite a comprehensive exercise. I'm also going to say this to Katie, and it's budgeting, I'm doing things on Wednesday. So, it's time is a constraint, but does it have to be done by Tuesday? Because if we do what we do normally, which I still think is a very valid exercise, this is something we can still present to the budget, I mean, to the DCS at another point. Not ideal, but I mean, if we can
Yeah. You see, and maybe we can also use it in the budget vote for us as members to say that if that document is ready. I think the budget vote is in May. It's in May, and it gives enough time. And then we can the budget the document will come to the committee and we will discuss it. And then members can highlight these things in the budget vote as well. We will have a meeting on it, but then members can also highlight to say in 2004 we have done that and we have approved the budget of that and you have not done this and what Cindy and Mr. Self is raising now. But it's very much important that we must do these things. You see, the question that Nkosi Tolo is asking, I know why he's asking that question. It looks as if
people are not taking us serious. And this will help us to go back and point out why Nkosi Xolo is saying that. Point out why Nkosi Xolo is looking. You see, this document is public document. The budget of the department is public document. It's public document. It is not. It's not a internal document. It's public document. We have approved budget to the department, taxpayers' money, and the taxpayer is entitled to know what the we have done with their money. Any other question?
Yes, sir.
Question.
Right at the back on program 5 on development, the department says according to the GCS, the open field development plan was has been implemented in 2007. Was this done? What measures are there in 2007 and 2008 budget to attract teachers and improve facilities in prison? This is worrying me, Mr. Chairman. I think the IKT or ITK, the employing agent that employs the whoever we need to be employed in the department.
Or the recruitment. The recruitment company. There are three. They are three, and to link that question with Baba
Mawate
is that what is the department, this 1,200 people in the head office doing, when everything is being outsourced? That is the question that that Dr. Mawate is asking. This recruitment agencies and it's ITP. ITP is the one.
Yeah.
And then there's another one that I saw last week, OPS, something like that. Sorry? Yeah, OPC, something like that. But that is it's questions that we must ask. Because the outsourcing of kitchens, for instance, in big prisons, what are, and for that matter, the inmates are still doing the cooking. One person of Busasa is sitting there. I mean, we are visiting prisons.
Sorry.
We know almost what is happening.
Sorry.
Yes, one person is sitting in an office there. The inmates are doing the cooking as usual, like always. They are doing the cooking and whatever, and that big money is going to somebody else there. So we must ask this question. Why? Why is this thing happening? Members, any other questions? All right. Members, no. There's no question. Let me run around off before I'm going to go into other matters. You know, we were in the meeting Friday of Standing Committee on Public Accounts. Menawa was there. She was available. She was there. Bishop Tolo, Mengwenya, and myself. Other members have apologized. But you know the work that committee is doing is to go deep down into exactly what we are doing here. To ask this type of questions, you know, and it's, you know, SCOPA is there to do the work after we have done the work. But it's our duty, members. It's our duty, really, to keep the department. They must account for what they are doing. It is not proper that You know, we are sitting with the annual report, for instance. The Auditor General have pointed out what Menawa and Bishop Tolo can tell you, that out of that Auditor General's report, that we as a portfolio committee also interrogated the department. There was a lot of outstanding questions, more deeper questions. And it's for us members over this weekend to go through this vote number 19. Nadia have helped us with these things, but you on your own, vote 19, please go through this, go over the weekend, and when the department comes on Tuesday, please let us ask these questions. I am repeating here again, we are not in a fight with anybody. We are here to assist the Department of Correctional Services. When you ask that critical question, it is because the love of your country. That's why you are asking that question. If anybody see it otherwise, it's hard luck. But we must ask this question. It is our duty. And the voters out there, and I'm sure that all organizations, our organizations are expecting it from us to do our work properly and not hiding anything. That is what our organizations are expecting from all of us. Members, once again, Nadia, thank you very much for this preparation of this. Let me go to the program of next week, members. On Tuesday, the department will come, the 13th. The department will come, the 13th next Tuesday, no? Yeah. 10 o'clock, members, 10 o'clock in V475. All of you are having this thing. Members, on Friday, we won't have a meeting on Friday. There won't be a meeting on Friday. It was supposed to be hearings on the budget. The hearings will be on Tuesday, the 20th, Tuesday. Again, 10 o'clock in room 390 Plain Street, and so on. I'm just making this announcement so that you must know. Tuesday, we are having a meeting. Friday, we won't have a meeting. And then we will have a meeting on the next Tuesday with NGOs and that for public hearings. And members, if you feel, Mr. Self, ANC, organizations that you think we must invite to the public hearings, please forward the names in time, if it can be today or Monday, but so that we must give these NGOs also enough time for them to respond, to say we are available or not, so that it must be a collective thing. Otherwise, if you are not going to do it, we are having a list. We are having a list. I'm having a list in my office with Imogen. We will invite people like Karine Duplessis of the Burger to present because she knows correctional service more than any other person here. You know Karine Duplessis of the Burger. Very good politician. So if you are not going to give me names, we will invite people such as Karine Duplessis of the Burger to do that. Members, with this, few words. Yes, Mr. Self.
Chair, I hope you won't forget to hand out that
statement. Sorry.
And I would like to just ask you to bear in mind that at some point, I really do think we need to sit down as a committee and discuss that. the content of this.
Definitely, Mr. Self. You see, the members of the committee is having now this document now, and definitely we will discuss it, and then we will decide on that thing. Members, I'm having a proposal on, but it's only a proposal on the way how to structure our interrogation or handling of this vote number 19, like we have done last year, to allocate members to certain votes. To say, men, now you are going to concentrate on care. Mr. Kele will concentrate on this. Bishop Tolo will concentrate on this. Nkosi Tolo will concentrate on that. I'm having that proposal. But it is not that you mustn't go through this whole document. You can volunteer from your side. What program do you think? You know, again, I'm going to refer to the issue of SCOPA. They are very effective. Very effective. Because they know that Mr. Self will lead in this. And all the other members will add some other things if they feel that Menawa and Bishop Tolo know what I'm talking about. But we know that Mr. Mahote will lead us with security. That is what I am having in mind, and that is the proposal. But let me hear from you.
What do you think?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Mr. Person. I would like to second this because what I saw is important. It will also give us some time to study on the specific area, but it doesn't mean that others cannot study the area. But if one, maybe let me say, like you say, Grandma Hobbs can concentrate, maybe also. He'll be able to get
inside. But you know, I'm thinking another thing now. I think that let's not do it. Let's leave it to political parties. I think it's best. What do you think, Mr. Self?
Yes, well, Chair, it's obviously much easier to allocate responsibilities when you have multiple members.
It's true.
Because there may be
I think it's going to.
But I would recommend it as a working principle for your study group. How about?
Yeah. No, I think so. It's going to really handicap the smaller parties. It's true. Let's leave it like that. Let's leave it like that. We will as a study group. Maybe the study group must remain, and then we will discuss it. But members, thank you very much, and enjoy the weekend. We'll see you on Tuesday. Here's the document. You will see the document. It's in your hands. Thank you very much. We will invite Karine Duplessis another time to the meeting. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Good morning. How are you? How are you? All right. How are you? You know, I'm having something that you must bring to the attention of your people. I'm always reading your minutes, but there's a lack of, you know, when say for instance in Kosi Tolo, you see, they are not always reflecting the speaker, the member.
Okay.
Yeah. For instance, they will say member, and it's very much important, you know, in minutes.
Yeah.
We capture the name of that person.
you know, for future references. That is very much important.
You quite right. The lady is Cindy. What is her name?
Cindy Chukunga.
Oh, she's not on this list.
Yeah. But you know,
that's another problem as well. We get this list and then members are changed.
Yes. But then, you know, we are having a secretary always in the committee. Then you ask the secretary, and you know what I'm going to do in the future? Maybe I'm going to ask PMG also not to sit far away from the secretary, so that if they are not sure about the name of that member, then they can ask the secretary. Yeah, I'm going to coordinate them. But you please raise that issue.
Okay, then the easiest way to do that is to have the attendance list for the members.
Okay.
Get hold of that copy and you can get them off of there. So, Now, before she goes, I'm going to ask her to email the supporter.
This one.
For effect, ask her to cover the email. Can we get that? Can I also see if you get a copy of
that? Yeah. Oh, my email button.
Yeah. Brandy and Coke.
Thank you. ground floor going up.
Game on the inside, other vegetables, the cold food, study for the school for quality degree in CISO. They 24/7.
First question is for the system to work, and sometimes there's a key on the machine, but not today. Right.